WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Just before that announcement, you heard Farland with the tune Into My Mind from The World Is Crazy. Huna before that with Fairbanks, Deadbeats, Word, Sound, and Power Dub. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Right now you're listening to Thor Rickson and the tune Beautiful Day featuring Lazarus Mann from the Anhedonia EP. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
Thank you. I can explain it. But I'm feeling sad on a beautiful day.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.
is making a strange noise. No matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone or just taking a deep, calming breath to ground yourself. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org.
Just before that announcement, you heard LP Giabi with the tune Succession from Daughter. Abacus before that with Connected from the Clouds EP. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Right now I have Bel Air queued up with the tune Take 5. And you should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
In this house, everybody is equal. Everybody's moving to the same beat all night. We all getting driven by the same kick drum. We all getting grooved to the same bass lines all night.
The truth, I am the one who got the means, who got the tools. I am the one, I am the goddess, the bossy boss, just so hard to pass her. I am the one, I am the goddess, the bossy boss, just so hard to pass her. I am the one, I am the goddess, the bossy boss, just so hard to pass her. I am the one, I am the goddess, the bossy boss, just so hard to pass her. One who got the means, who got the tools. I am the one, I am the goddess, the bossy boss, just so hard to pass up. I am the truth, this is the proof, I got.
am the one, I am the goddess, the bossy boss dress, so hot to pass her. I am the one who got the means, who got the tools. I am the one, I am the truth. I am the one who got the means, who got the tools. I am the one, I am the truth. I am the one who got the means, who got the tools. I am the one, I am the truth. I am the one who got the means, who got the tools.
Listen to the voice inside you. WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Just before that announcement, you heard Cole Lawton and Sensei with the tune The Voice, the Jameis remix. Before that, Biscuits and To Be Honest with I Am The One. The Sponges also before that with What's Wrong With Me. And we also had Revival and Kathy Brown with Dance to the Music. Right now you're listening to Ella Minus with QQQQ from Dia. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT. I Like You Like from the Sunflower EP. One TBSP before this for Seasons, featuring Squid Jenny from the Joan EP. Rokar before that with Ready Steady. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm DJ Firefly. If you missed the show or you want to get in touch with me, please check out my website at djfirefly.com.
Started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, we take a look at the moving parts behind the Supreme Court's decision upholding the TikTok ban.
We're joined by Ramya Krishnan, an attorney at the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University, to discuss these important free speech issues.
We'll also talk with longtime civil rights attorney Mark Kleiman about an important federal court ruling upholding free speech and academic freedom.
The court rejected an effort by Jewish parents and teachers to restrict the discussion of Israel and Palestine in the classroom.
Stay with us. I'm Heidi Boghossian, New York City attorney and activist.
I'm Stephen Rohde, retired civil rights lawyer and author on issues of civil liberties.
On January 17th, for the first time in modern American history, a unanimous Supreme Court upheld a sweeping prior restraint on free speech imposed by Congress, banning more than 170 million users in the U.S. from accessing the popular social media platform TikTok, that the court itself admitted allows users to create, publish, view, share, and interact with short videos overlaid with audio and text. In 2023 alone, U.S. TikTok users uploaded more than 5.5 billion videos, which were in turn viewed more than 13 trillion times around the world. To avoid the ban, the law requires TikTok's parent company, the China-based ByteDance, to divest its ownership. From January 18th to 19th, the ban was in effect for about 12 hours, until Donald Trump tweeted that as president he would grant a stay of execution, pending a potential sale of TikTok. It was only 12 hours, some may say, but it's estimated that during that time the ban blocked 6,750,000 videos that would have been viewed more than 178 million times worldwide. The ban is easily the most extensive act of censorship in human history. Shortly after he was sworn in, Trump signed an executive order purporting to suspend the ban for 75 days. But serious questions have been raised whether Trump's order is legal and enforceable. And despite the order, Apple and Google have still not reinstated TikTok at their stores, preventing new subscribers from accessing the platform. Meanwhile, the First Amendment rights of more than 170 million TikTok users hang in the balance. Joining us today to help make sense of this unprecedented First Amendment case and what might happen next is Ramya Krishnan. She is a senior staff attorney at the Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University and also a lecturer in law at Columbia Law School. Her litigation focuses on issues related to government transparency, protest privacy, and social media. Ramya co-authored the Knight Institute's amicus brief in TikTok v. Garland, one of the lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of the TikTok ban, which resulted in the